Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline by now and say big during the grand reopening of all new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Bob Bugner, head coach of the Florida Panthers, joins us. Brought to you by Checkers Old Munchin, Bratz Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin, German restaurant in Pompano Beach. Coach, good morning. Love to have you after a big win.
Yeah, always nice after a win.
How nice is that to be sitting on that bench with a couple of minutes to go and not just sitting there hoping you can clear the puck and, here we go again, and it's around the goal, it's a one-goal game. That's got to be nice occasionally to happen, huh?
Yeah, as a coach, I mean, we don't get a lot of those. Obviously, the parity in the league is unbelievable, and everybody knows what's happened in the last couple of weeks. We've had games where we've had leads, teams come back, we either win in overtime, we lose, or get a point, or So it's been really tight here and tough in the last few minutes. And Louis was in full control last night. You could see it looked like you build a lead and between the second and third, and you felt comfortable last night that we were gonna lock it down.
Louis. You don't see that happen very often, do you? Where a guy's out, he's not. I mean, it's one thing to practice against shots; it's another in game situation to be that sharp and get a shutout.
Yeah, he looked unbelievable last night. It's like almost when he was hurt and he came back over in Finland and played against Winnipeg there in that game. It reminded me a lot of that game. That just the confidence, the rebound control is the biggest thing I noticed. I think that there's no second, third opportunities around there. When it hits him, he sucks it in, and that makes us obviously you play a different way. You're not scrambling. You're not worried about clearing in front of the net. It's just the play is over, and that's what he's so good at, and that's what he's been around for so long at. It's just basically controlling the blue paint area around his net.
Coach, 77th career shutout. He's now being mentioned with some of the best names ever in NHL history. Forget about on ice. How much does this guy mean just to the team and this franchise in general?
Well, it's to the franchise. I mean, he's been the pillar of it. I think that in between periods, walking by last night, I get in there about 8 minutes before they got to get on the ice in between periods, and then about a minute before we got to get on the ice, I sort of walk through the room on my way out to the hallway to the rink and to the bench, and I could hear Louis talking. Most goalies don't say anything. I can hear Louis talking. What do we need to do this period? He's giving instructions to guys, and that to me, wow. I mean, he's a guy in that room that the guys are listening to.
Did you know he was ready for last night, or were you prepared to give him a few more nights? What was the situation there before the game?
Well, the day before he practiced, and he said he felt good, and he wasn't 100%, of course, but I wanted to have him morning skate yesterday and make the decision after the morning skate. He said he felt good after the morning skate. So, yeah, we knew in the morning that it would be a go for sure. And obviously the players, I think, sort of get their heads around that early, that they want to be good in front of him. He hasn't played in a while, and they want to make sure that they ease him into the game. The players did a good job of that. We didn't give him a lot in the first period, but, when he needed to make the big save last night, he did.
Mike Hoffman, what can we say about this guy right now outside of
my man Hoffman?
That he's the goal machine right now.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot kind of thing. I mean, he's really obviously turned our power play around. He's lethal there. You can see other teams, what they're trying to do. They're trying to take him away now, which ends up opening up something on the other side for Hubie. But he only needs that one or two chances. He gets that shot off just like last night. It went so hard in and out the net, hardly anybody seen it, and the ref didn't even call it a goal until about 3-4 seconds later. It was a little bit of a delay. So, I mean, he's got a weapon in a shot, and I think that it's helped us really being able to distribute the puck elsewhere on the power play as well.
Coach, this might just be, since I can remember, the best I've ever seen your power play. We talk every week, and they got another goal, two more last night. You're one off being tops in the league right now. How do you explain it overall? And I know you just talked about a big part of it with Hoffman, but what has happened? The confidence must be ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of confidence, and I'll tell you, there's three or four little things that are all going well on it. One, Barkov in the faceoff circle. I mean, his percentage on the power play of one draw. So you're starting with the puck, number one. Two, we're doing a real good job on retrieving pucks. So once we get a shot, there's a rebound. We're doing a real good job of outnumbering and getting the puck back, so we're not having to chase it 200 feet again. Our entries have been good, and again, just the execution, the confidence, like you said, I think guys feel good about themselves, and we're snapping it around. And, we got three or four different looks on that power play, all depending what penalty kill we're going to see that night. So, you know, we study it, we watch film, the guys are into it, and they're enjoying, you know, scoring goals, obviously. So, you know, they're real detailed right now, and I mean, it's helping us win games.
Last night, late in the game, it was a nasty hit on Bukestad. Nasty. Like, it looks like the guy, like, kind of jumped up and hit him a little bit. Would that piss off a lot of guys on the bench?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I seen the replay. Yeah, it looked like he got up in the air a little bit, and Bugie had his head down, and he got his bell rung there. And, I mean, I think that at the end of the game, I know Michael Haley went out and, you know, said a few things to the to the kid that hit him. I'm sure that they didn't want to mess with Hales or whatever. But, you know, guys are sticking up for each other, getting in there. They're taking hits to make plays. Barkey got hit hard last night. But, you know, we've been a good physical team ourselves in the last probably 2 weeks. And getting back to a little bit of a sandpaper gritty style that we've seen in the second half last year, guys sticking up for each other. And, you know, I like that identity that we have right now, that we're playing a 200-foot game, and we're, you know, we're playing hard and we're competing hard for each other.
Coach, do you think there's enough? We talk about this in the NFL all the time. Do guys respect each other enough not to take cheap shots, or is it, you know, because everybody knows about the concussion in the NHL and the NFL that you guys deal with, and injuries and cheap shots and high shots when guys don't see him coming. Have they done a better – is the league doing a better job overall, players respecting players?
I think so. I know for sure that, you know, our guys at least, I mean, you know, around the league, I think you're never going to get completely rid of it. It's such a fast game, and the guys are so big, and everybody's trying to play hard, obviously. So.
Right.
Sometimes in the heat of the battle, it's not going to be perfect, but yeah, I think it's cleaned up. I mean, guys are, you know, worried about obviously paying tens of thousands of dollars in fines. Number one, two, obviously losing games for their own team, but not too many guys now. You can see when they're going in, especially when the guy's got his back turned. In the old days, there was no holdups and there was no obstruction. So if you had a beat on a guy, you're going full speed. Now you have to be careful of that. So I think the league's done a pretty good job. And you know, it has cleaned up quite a bit.
And the other question I have for you there, old school, is payback still there from stuff that happened, like in baseball? Something happened a month ago, and somebody hit somebody. Like, guys don't forget. They go, "Oh, we got him tonight. Let's get him." Is that still around and going strong in the NHL? A little payback if something cheap, like if it came out of Montreal or something, would that be on somebody's mind later on? I'm just throwing out Montreal just as a...
You want me to make a comment on that, don't you? Trying to get me in trouble.
I don't do that. I don't get coaches fined on this show.
No. Not as a player, I'm sure things stick in their mind. But for me, you know, honestly, and this is completely honest, as a coach, I mean, it's every friggin' point is so important right now that you can't afford to go out there and worry about even in scores. You got to get the points in the bank, you know, and the players sort of police themselves and that kind of a thing.
Right.
We don't worry about too much as a coaches.
Two more left on this homestand. You got Colorado Thursday night, and you got the Rangers on a Saturday night. Then you go on the road for a couple of games. How important are these last two at home?
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job. I think we've collected 8 out of 12 so far at home, and you know, you kick yourself in the butt because there's a couple points that we let slip away. But all in all, we got to finish it off hard here. Colorado's a good team. They're coming in with the number one offensive line in McKinnon and Rantanen and Landeskog. Obviously, their power play is on fire, so it's a good challenge. And the Rangers are a team, I believe, that are sitting in that 8th spot, playoff spot. We're 2 points behind with a game in hand. So it's a huge 4-point game on Saturday against the Rangers, so it'd be nice to finish this homestand off on a positive note, and then we get to go to St. Louis and Minnesota. But I like where we're at. I like how we're playing. You know, knock on wood, Louis stays healthy. We're a different team, obviously, when he's in, and we're battling. I mean, it hasn't been easy with Troch out, and you got guys like Jared McCann and Lamico, and guys that are playing up a spot or two in our lineup, but they're battling hard for each other, and we just got to keep that compete up and that identity up.
Do you have a little coffee? Boy, you are jacked up this morning.
You just won a big game last night.
But I think he went home, got a little sleep. He got a big dinner before. I think the wife made him a little big dinner last night. He went right to sleep, man. He's rested up today.
He did make me something when I got home. I had a nice bourbon on the rocks. And
There it is.
I had 2 Dunkin' Donuts this morning.
Coach, players been staying out of the Ubers, right? That's the number one rule on the wall?
No okay. Uber, man.
Coaches.
Yep. Coaches, right. Too. Yeah, that's it. All right, Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk to you
again
next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya. That was Bob Bugner, head coach of the Florida Panthers, joining us, brought to you by Checkers Old Munch and Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant in Pompano Beach.